a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
One today, 92 tomorrow, and then we hit normals for Friday and drop about 10 degrees below normal with a 30% chance of showers coming on Saturday. It's 59 downtown.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. We're following a developing story on the 7 o'clock report.
We're getting new information on a deadly officer-involved shooting in Bountiful last night.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live now with the very latest. John?
Yeah, Amanda, we've just learned that three officers have been placed on paid administrative leave following the shooting. Bountiful police say they first received reports just before 10:30 last night that a man was armed with a rifle and bow and arrow outside Viewmont High School. Reports are that when officers arrived, multiple shots were fired and the suspect was presumed dead at the scene. Currently, there's no known affiliation with the high school or why the suspect was even there. It's also unknown if the suspect shot first or how many shots were fired or why shots were even fired. It sounds like multiple officers were involved in the shooting, although none were injured. So far, police have not identified the suspect, only saying that he's a white man, and we're hearing that he was 27 years old. The Davis County Protocol team is now investigating the shooting. And it should also be noted that we're also learning that Viewmont High School will be in a two-hour delay today because of that shooting. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Nine people are in the hospital after an apparent head-on crash along I-80 near Saltaire. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with the latest there. Mary?
Tim, a trooper passing by saw the flames from the frontage road and discovered the crash. A Ford Expedition and a pickup truck pulling a trailer were involved. Two people in the pickup truck and seven people in the Expedition, apparently all from out of state. So maybe they were sightseeing around the Great Salt Lake. We don't know yet, and we don't know what caused the crash. The crash analysis reconstruction team was on the scene, but all nine of those people are in the hospital, and at last word, one of them was in extremely critical condition. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Meanwhile, a new exit-only lane meant to clear up congestion for Tooele County commuters has finished 6 months ahead of schedule.
UDOT got the materials to build it quicker than expected, and now the extra westbound lane on I-80 between SR 201 and SR 36 is open. Drivers know the accidents in that stretch can cause big delays.
When there is a crash, our crews will be able to clear the crash much faster, and also the additional lane will allow us to move traffic around that crash.
UDOT spokesman John Gleason says this new lane could reduce delays up to five times with bad accidents. Stansbury Park resident Brady Hawes is happy to hear it.
Yeah, I think it'll be a great addition to the freeway there. I think it'll appease any of those times where there's an accident. There's only one road in and one road out.
Todd Fuchs, KSL News Radio.
Utah lawmakers are debating whether to increase penalties on rioters. Legislative analyst John Feinauer says Tennessee did it recently by mandating jail time and raising fines.
Against those who have damaged specific types of property. And so they raised fines, and those fines go beyond the current fine structure of the Utah statute as well. But that's certainly something that has generated a lot of discussion.
Sheriffs across the state supporting the idea after several protests in and near Salt Lake City turned violent.
Utah's 2020 school year.
The Davis School District has decided to send students back to class Monday through Thursday starting September 28th. KSL-TV's Matt Rascone reports.
12 days in, and the Davis School Board has decided it's about time for a change. The way things are now, students head to the classroom twice a week on different days, allowing for smaller class sizes and more physical distancing. With just 2 weeks of data, the district says the hybrid model has helped limit the number of students who need to be quarantined.
Secondary students will return to class October 5th. Dave Noriega will join us at 7:20 to talk about this story, ahead of Dave and Dujanovic at 9 o'clock on KSL News Radio.
Sally is dumping historic rainfall on the Gulf Coast. Let's get our top national stories with the help of Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Tim, Hurricane Sally finally making landfall on the Gulf Coast this morning. Category 2 storm, bringing dangerous ocean surge and life-threatening torrential rains. This Alabama woman describes it.
Nonstop waves of wind and water and rain.
Sally is slamming into the coast at the Florida-Alabama line. 100-mile-an-hour sustained winds. Rain in excess of 2 feet in some locations. Smoke from western wildfires reaching New York City and Washington, D.C. This woman lives in California, where 24 major fires still burn.
It feels like it's the end of the world or something is lurking.
The dangerous air quality could remain in the western region for weeks. The federal government is just released a sweeping plan today to make coronavirus vaccines available to all Americans for free. State and local agencies will have to make specific plans for distribution once a vaccine is approved. And ABC News hosted a town hall with President Trump last night, covering many topics, including police reform.
We have to give the police the respect that they deserve, and we have to give them their mojo. We have to let them protect us.
Meanwhile, Democratic nominee Joe Biden, he was in Florida last night at a Hispanic Heritage Month event. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
An investigation continues in Boston after a woman was killed in a freak elevator accident. This neighbor says the woman was apparently moving into an older apartment building and was loading a box on the elevator.
What he thinks happened was she either tried to put the box on or went on with the box, and the box was tall enough to hit something and it started moving, and she either panicked and went to jump off or panicked and didn't stay on.
It's believed the elevator is as old as the five-story building itself, which was completed in the 1920s.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. Another couple of days with highs above average, and then a storm arrives, sending dropping temperatures and bringing in some rain.
It has been a while. We could use a little rain, and it looks like we finally have at least a little in the forecast coming our way here for Friday evening and Saturday when a system comes in, a front cools us off, and we're looking for temperatures to drop from the 90s today, tomorrow, to only 70s on Saturday and Sunday.
Grant says the storm moves out by Monday. Temperatures start to climb back into the normal 80s.
First look traffic now on the 7 o'clock report, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
Delay starting to clear up finally. Northbound 15 between 123rd and 106 South, now that all the lanes have reopened from overnight road work. We had some westbound 80 slowdowns out from the new construction area in Tooele, but it looks like now that they've released traffic after doing a slowdown, it's back to normal. Got a crash in West Valley, 35th South, 2600 West near the 215 on-ramp and Valley Fair Mall. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 7 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, and AnyHourServices.com. KSL News Time 7:07.
The issue of girls tackle football in Utah is now before a federal judge. KSL TV's Debbie Worthen reports the suit was brought by a girl who's a YouTube football sensation.
Mark Van Wagenen represents the Utah High School Athletic Association. He says neither the districts named in the suit nor the UHSAA opposes girls tackle football. They just don't have enough girls that want to play. Sam Gordon says she has proof from her club team that the interest is high. Additionally, she and other girls that have played on the co-ed teams say they are discriminated against and don't get equal playing time.
Additionally, one of the attorneys in the case says two-thirds of the female players he interviewed report being sexually assaulted during co-ed play.
Since April, KSL investigators have been looking into the Healthy Together app, created in part to help with contact tracing. That function never really worked, and now a legislative audit shows many issues with the contract for that app could have been avoided. Auditor Brian Dean blames the way the contract was formed.
It was moving at such a rapid pace that, you know, when concerns were presented, we're not sure that they were fully vetted.
Auditors say none of the contracts seem to be in violation of the law, but they are making recommendations to change the process for awarding emergency no-bid contracts in the future.
For the very first time, we have an idea of what Josh Powell was saying in conversations monitored during a police wiretap. Reporter Dave Cawley obtained records of those wiretapped conversations for the podcast Cold and details what he found in a bonus episode that's out today. According to University of Utah law professor Matthew Toxin, it's information you've never heard before.
They are
sealed court record, sort of like any other sealed record. So they're disclosed to the judge, but not open to the public.
Police investigating the disappearance and likely murder of Susan Powell got that wiretap in the late summer of 2011, just a few months before Josh Powell killed the couple's sons and himself. Full details are available to listen to for free at thecoldpodcast.com or anywhere you listen to your podcasts.
Live events have been hit hard since the pandemic began. Last night, those who are out of work brought attention to their plight.
See people that are used to making well into six figures all of a sudden in food bank line.
Peter Marley and others in the event industry took to the streets of Salt Lake to try and make others aware of what they're facing.
Salt Lake this month would normally have about 8,000 people working events. There's probably somewhere in the region of 200 to 300 working them at the moment. The rest of them are out of work.
And Peter O'Doherty says right now there's no end in sight.
7:09 means triple team traffic on the 7 o'clock report, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. Any problems out there, Andy?
Well, there's a couple. Still have a little bit of delay on I-15 northbound as you go past 123rd South, but it's back to the full speed limit by the time you hit 114th. This was leftover delay from an earlier lane restriction that stuck around into the 6 o'clock hour. We do have some delays 56 West between Parkway Boulevard and the 201 freeway. And an eastbound crash on 35th South just before you get to the I-215 on-ramp in West Valley. It's over to the right side just before you make that right turn onto southbound. Eric?
No accidents in Utah County on the road right now, and I-15 is looking good. Normal travel times 24 minutes northbound from Spanish Fork to Point of the Mountain. If you're on Saratoga Springs, Eagle Mountain, Cedar Fork, Redwood Road looks good if you're going up to 2100 North or to the Port of Rockwell turnoff. Heather?
Also, pretty good commute through Weber and Davis County. No delays right now if you're on I-15 or Legacy Parkway. US 89 has been filling in and just getting a bit busy when the lights turn red at some of those larger intersections. And we did have a report of a crash up in Ogden. This is on Harrison Boulevard at 5600 South, but I've never seen it on camera or any delays in the area. Any Hour Services Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, already known for the care they take to keep your homes clean and safe. To learn more, Google Any Hour Services or anyhourservices.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And Grant is back now with the hourly forecast on the 7 o'clock report.
Cool weather this morning, 62 degrees, mostly clear skies, 7 a.m. Gets up to 84 at noon, lots of sunshine. Right around 91 at 4 o'clock, again, mostly sunny skies and a little smoky. And it tones down to 86 degrees at 7 p.m. There's your hourly forecast. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Down to 57 degrees this hour.
Sally made landfall, and we'll check in with Jim Ryan in a moment here on KSL News Radio.
First, some sports news. Stop us if you've heard this before. Jamal Murray and the Denver Nuggets overcame a 3-1 series deficit to win a playoff series in 7 games. They did it again. First, it was the Jazz. Now the L.A. Clippers have fallen to the mighty Nuggets.
Murray, long three-pointer. That's good. Jamal Murray from way downtown. It's a 15-point Nugget lead.
He had 40 again last night. The final score, 104-89. Denver will take on the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals. Game one set for Friday night. I know where Gustavo will be.
For the first time in Major League Baseball history, the World Series will be played entirely on neutral ground. The league announced its postseason plan yesterday, and it copies the NBA's successful bubble model. Beginning with the divisional series, the American League will play all playoff games at two sites in Southern California, and the National League will play all games at two stadiums in Texas. There will be no off days once each series begins, and the World Series will be played at the Rangers' brand new ballpark, Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas.
Baseball bubble. Trending this hour on the 7 o'clock report, Hurricane Sally right now battering the coast of Alabama and moving inland. Thousands are without power. There's widespread flooding. Stay tuned to KSL throughout the day for updates on that storm.
The ratings are in for the opening week of NFL football. The Nielsen Company says the game between New Orleans and Tampa Bay, which put Tom Brady against Drew Brees, had an audience of close to 26 million people. That's the most watched game since 2016.
Today might be a good day for a taste test. McDonald's rolls out their spicy nuggets nationwide in just a few hours. They'll be competing against spicy nuggets from Wendy's and Burger King.
I thought the pandemic plan for schools is anything over 15 cases, you shut down the school. So why is Corner Canyon High allowed to stay open? Let's get to the bottom of that question today, right out of the gates, on Dave and Dujanovic.
KSL News Time, 7:14. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Utah lawmakers could slap tougher penalties on rioters. Sheriffs from across the state say it would help protect first responders and property. I'm KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce.
Second, nine people are in the hospital after a head-on crash along I-80 near Saltaire. Both vehicles caught fire after the crash. Troopers aren't sure what happened, but it looks like one of the drivers crossed the median into oncoming traffic.
Good, let's see what the roads look like right now. Brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave.
Still seeing some slowdowns, I-15 in Sandy, almost gone now. It's right near 123rd's on-ramp that is still a little bit slow. And there's a crash on the right shoulder eastbound on 35th South just before I-215 in West Valley. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
We get a lot of sunshine today and 91. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
57 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Hospitals still seeing an increase in patients with respiratory issues. Dr. Peter Hakim.
We're seeing a lot more people with productive cough, dry cough, shortness of breath.
The symptoms mimic COVID-19's, making it difficult to get a proper diagnosis immediately. This morning, the federal government outlining a sweeping plan to make COVID-19 vaccines free to all Americans. The playbook outlined in a report to Congress by federal health agencies and the Pentagon outlines a vaccination campaign to begin gradually in January or possibly sooner, ramping up to reach any American who wants a shot. President Trump once again standing firm on his thoughts about coronavirus during an ABC News town hall in Pennsylvania last night, telling our George Stephanopoulos.
And it's probably going to go away now a lot faster because of the vaccine. It would go away without the vaccine, George, but it's going to go away a lot faster.
Away without the vaccine?
Sure. Over a period of time. Sure. With time. It goes
and many
away.
Deaths.
ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Jonathan Carl.
He once again suggests that it will just go away even without a vaccine. That is not going to overcome the doubts that a lot of voters have about how serious he is taking this.
Dow futures higher. You're listening to ABC News.
And we continue following the developing story along the Gulf Coast where Hurricane Sally made landfall early this morning.
ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan is tracking the storm and joins us live with the latest. What's happening there, Jim?
Well, it's just moved ashore. Well, about an hour and a half ago, the storm made landfall near Mobile Bay, Alabama. This is Hurricane Sally. It was a Category 2 storm when it came in with winds of about 105 miles per hour. They've dropped back down to about 100 miles per hour, but the storm is moving at only about 3 miles per hour. And so wherever it goes, it's dropping a lot of rain, causing some major flooding in parts of Baldwin County, Alabama, even over into the Florida Panhandle, where in Pensacola, damage is said to be extensive. Hundreds of thousands of people have lost their power because of this storm, Amanda.
I actually checked in with family in Tampa yesterday, and you wouldn't expect that that area of Florida would be impacted, but they've had rain for like 3 days now, and this storm is wide.
It is. It's very wide, and that's why you see so much of the effect even down into the Florida Peninsula. And it's going to last for a couple of days as this storm continues this slow plod to the north and then taking a turn to the northeast. And wherever it goes, it's going to bring the possibility of some flooding. No reports of injuries yet, but we do know that a lot of people decided to stay behind, especially those folks in the Pensacola area where they assumed the storm was not going to come near them at all. They thought that everything would be okay, the storm heading farther to the west, and so those folks decided to stay there, Tim. No real reports yet out of those areas to see what kind of damage or injuries there might be.
So it hits land as a Category 2. How soon before it's downgraded?
Well, with winds of about 100 miles per hour, it's still a long distance before it gets down to 74 and falls below that into tropical storm status and then backing down to tropical depression. So I would expect that to happen perhaps even later today, maybe early tomorrow morning, that it loses hurricane strength. But it is losing that power, that wind speed hour by hour. That later, in fact, tomorrow, the next day after that, they'll start seeing some clearing skies there.
There's been some attention paid to Teddy, which is coming somewhere behind, and the hope is that it'll take a hard right turn and not cause much of a problem, but there's still some islands that are in the way, and that one could be even bigger.
Yes, it looks like it could be a powerful storm. The winds right now of that one, 85 miles per hour, but it's way out in the Atlantic now, kind of northeast of South America. But again, making its way, to the west and west-northwest toward Cuba eventually. Paulette, the other big storm out there, has veered off toward Newfoundland. Vicky is back behind Teddy now. And then there's another storm, a disturbance, which has about a 50-50 chance of becoming a cyclone in the next 48 hours or so. That one, Tim, would be called Wilfred. And after Wilfred, there's no X, Y, and Z naming because those names are pretty uncommon, X, Y, and Z names. So if they run out of names, and they look like they will, the National Hurricane Center will go to the Greek alphabet. So we'll start having alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon, if it gets that far into the Greek alphabet.
Wow. Well, we'll continue to track Sally and hope that it dies down quickly. Thank you for your reporting, as always, Jim. ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan giving us the latest on Hurricane Sally as it makes landfall.
Let me just add this. I looked at the National Hurricane Center, and it's already a Category 1.
Oh.
So wind speeds gusting to 90, but they have already lowered it to a Category 1. But it was never the winds they were worried about with this one. It's all that rain.
Rain, yes. 7:19 now. Let's check Triple Team traffic brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave, and back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, northbound 15 now completely delay-free from Draper to downtown. So if you're heading through the valley, 20-minute travel time on the freeway itself. Some Taylorsville slowing, 54 south, approaching Redwood Road from the eastbound direction. Also have the crash still being cleaned up eastbound, 35th south near 215, right in front of Valley Fair Mall. You've got slowdowns that start at the 2700 west intersection. Eric?
Normal travel times in Utah County prevail right now. I-15 from Provo to Point of the Mountain, 20 minutes drive time there. The city streets still filling in. Looks like the Pleasant Grove Boulevard exit may be one of the busier spots in the county. Heather?
We're looking good on I-15 if you're heading south from Ogden into downtown Salt Lake. Occasionally, you might see a brake light or two through Roy area where we have construction. And again, around the Kaysville Ponds. U.S. 89 also seeing thicker traffic when the lights turn red. But overall, you have a really good drive with no accidents reported. Are you financially prepared for your retirement? Contact Networth Advisory Group in Sandy for a free consultation. Call 801-566-6639. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The 7-day forecast has a little something for everybody, but we start with hot temps.
Couple more 90s, and that's probably going to be it for the season. 91, sunshine today. 92 tomorrow, mostly sunny skies and smoky. And then it cools down a little bit. Breezy on Friday, partly cloudy, only 86. Big cool down for the weekend. Clouds Saturday, showers, thunderstorms a possibility. The high Saturday, only 75. And then a lot of sunshine on Sunday, we're up to 78. Pleasant weather next week, sunshine and 80s. 81 Monday, 83 Tuesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now it's 57 downtown.
You've been listening to the 7 o'clock report brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating and Air. AnyHourServices.com, KSL News Time, 7:21.
It's time now for the Dave and Dujanovic preview, and Dave Noriega joins us. He is a dad, of course, of students in the Davis School District, and I imagine you've been a little frustrated by the bouncing back and forth of decisions on what to do, Dave.
Frustrated is a great term. I call it whiplash. It's kind of in the neck area, kind of goes down the spine. We've gone from full-day school to hybrid. Now it's 4 days a week. But I tell you, we haven't told our kids yet because we're treating it like Christmas morning. We want to unveil this to them and see if we can take any credit for it because they're going to be the happiest kids in the state.
So, Dad, you talked to the principal and you got them to change their mind?
I did it, buddy. You're welcome.
I think parents' pressure actually had something to do with this, and we'll look forward to you guys discussing it firsthand, by the way, with Dave and Debbie coming up. Dave and Dujanovic starts at 9 on KSL.
This is Derek Miller speaking on business. R&O Construction is celebrating its 40th anniversary this year and continues to emphasize its most important company value, safety. This is perhaps more important now than ever. Eric Stratford, Director of Business Development for R&O Construction, is here to tell us what they're doing.
R&O Construction recently received an award of honor, the Utah Safety Council's highest recognition for working 375,000 man-hours without a single recordable incident. The industry average is 1 to 3 per year. This year, because of COVID-19, we've added another dimension to the way we keep our team safe. Many of our office employees have the choice to work from home as needed, and our field employees continue on job sites with increased safety, training, and daily COVID precautions. Mask wearing and social distancing among workers is mandatory. All of our hard hats have the phrase, "Who is waiting for you at home?" written on them, because we see our workers as more than just our employees. They are somebody's parents, children, grandparents, and loved ones. If we aren't doing everything we can to keep them safe and healthy for the people they go home to at the end of the day, we aren't doing our job.
R&O Construction's commitment to safety for its employees and our community is inspiring. More details are available at randoco.com. I'm Derek Miller with the Salt Lake Chamber, and this is Speaking on Business.
General RV in Draper is your ticket to savings with RV show prices in-store and online. There are no admission fees and no crowds, just huge savings on thousands of travel trailers, fifth wheels, and motorhomes. No matter how you shop, you'll get exclusive RV show discounts and all-time low financing. We're bringing in new RVs every day, but hurry. Just like our inventory, these deals won't last long. Explore the virtual RV show at generalrv.com or get RV show prices at your local General RV in Draper off I-15 at the point of the mountain.
Hi, I'm Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox. When the IRS invades your life, keep in mind, it's not just you.
My name's Nora, and I had a trucking company. Everything was in my name, and I had a foul bankruptcy. And I owed the IRS a bunch of money that I didn't think I'd ever get out of. And it took a while to get all this squared away, but it just put me in a bad situation.
Don't face the IRS alone. With everything in your life at stake, don't trust just anyone.
I owed $30,000 in taxes, and it was on machinery that I had to get rid of.
You need someone to fight for you.
We went down there and talked to Will Cox.
Visit TaxHelpUT.com and get relief today. Let's solve your tax problems now. Visit TaxHelpUT.com.
I felt like I have somebody on my side. I finally owed, it was like $3,000, and I thought, we can handle that. If it wasn't for them, I would still be in a mess.
That's TaxHelpUT.com.
A man's making plans to complete a nice, long walk. And we get the details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Tim, an 88-year-old Massachusetts man's about to complete an extraordinary journey. Brad Hathaway of Mattapoisett plans to walk 1 mile October 3rd, completing his goal to walk the entire circumference of the Earth, 24,900 miles. Back in 88, his doctor told him he had diabetes and heart problems.
You better walk, and you better start walking tomorrow, and you better start walking 3 miles a day.
His walks are mostly just around town, but he's kept track, eventually adding up enough to circumvent the globe, and he's found things along the way.
One time I found a case full of Bud with one can missing.
So to Brad Hathaway, this Bud's for you. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
That is a lot of trips around the block for 30 years, I'll tell you.
I love to walk, though. That's good stuff. Watching Utah's Money now brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. Alaska Airlines is trying to get people back on their flights, so they're offering a buy one ticket, get one free sale today. The catch is your flight has to take place before the end of October.
The CBS All Access streaming service is going to change its name to Paramount Plus early next year. Viacom says the move will come as they look to expand to international markets, and they'll also be adding more news, sports, and entertainment content.
Let's take a look at your money at this moment. Just before the opening bell, the Dow futures up 5, the S&P futures up 15, the NASDAQ futures up 120.5, which is 1%.
Hey, if you've always dreamed of having a Honda in your driveway or in your garage, you don't want to pass up on the opportunity to have year-end clearance pricing on whatever model you're looking for, whether it's the Civic, the CRV, the Pilot, the Odyssey, or that beautiful Accord. Lorenzo, thanks so much up there at Ken Garf Orem. The 2020 Honda Accord, and I get so caught up in talking about how beautiful it is inside, how quiet it is, how comfy, and all of the toys, that we sometimes forget about the real important stuff, like all the safety features, the road departure system that detects if you cross over lines without signaling or provides braking to help keep you from leaving the roadway. They really have thought of it all with this beautiful Accord.
I know when I bought my Accord, my husband was so happy in my choice because of the safety features, feeling like every time I left the house, he felt a little better, knowing that my chances of coming back in the door were higher because I drove a Honda Accord. But I've had a chance to drive the Honda Pilot, which is the big SUV from Honda. It seats 8 comfortably, thanks to Ken Garf Honda downtown. Thank you, Brandon. And this Honda Pilot is so comfortable, too. Comfortable for everybody who's riding in it, comfortable in case you've got some cargo back there. It's got all that technology. It's got that wonderful multi-angle rear view camera, you'll use your mirrors, of course, but it's got that camera. So check out that Honda Pilot for sure.
The more you compare, the more you know it's time to buy a Honda from your Utah Honda dealers. Hey, quick note that the greenhouse show is going to be out and about this Saturday with Olson's Greenhouse to celebrate fall. Get ideas from the grower to bring a little fall color to your porch or patio. Olson's Greenhouse for all your garden needs. It's 729, and that means Triple Team Traffic. Back again, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave, and here again is Andy Farnsworth.
Tim, looking good on I-15 through the Salt Lake Valley after having delays earlier in the hour, but we're all full speed limit now for Draper to downtown. Got a little bit of heavy traffic on the ramp from northbound 215 onto the 21st South Freeway, and a crash cleanup continues eastbound on 35th South near 2600 West. Eric?
I-15, no trouble spots right now on the freeway, even in the construction zone in Lehigh. Everything looks good. You're looking at 22 minutes northbound from Springville to Point of the Mountain. Out on Timpanogos Highway, that's in good shape, too, from Alpine and Highland heading over to Lehigh and the freeway. Heather?
We have signal problems on U.S. 89 up in Davis County. This is at the intersection of Shepherd Lane, U.S. 89. You'll need to treat that as a four-way stop and watch out for traffic getting on and off U.S. 89 as well. But if you're on I-15, you're still pretty much at freeway speeds, 30 minutes or less from Ogden to downtown Salt Lake. Durden's Appliance and Mattress in Bountiful will check all competitors' prices and offer you the lowest price on your new appliances. Visit durdensappliance.com, brands you know at prices you'll love. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9th. And just how warm does it get today, Grant?
Another warm day out there along the Wasatch Front with sunshine and a little smoke in the atmosphere. 91 the high, more the same tomorrow, 92. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 7:30.
It's 57 degrees.
And we've got traffic looking much better on the freeway now. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, state lawmakers may take on homeowners associations over the issue of security cameras.
They say an unsolved murder case is at stake. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, it's been about 6 months since Linda Nemelka was shot and killed in front of a home in Mill Creek. But there's no suspect yet, and the HOA bans home security cameras in that neighborhood. Her daughter spoke to a Utah legislative committee about it, and now Utah lawmakers are considering legislation to keep homeowners associations from banning those cameras. But HOAs say they can prohibit activity that creates unsightly conditions on the property. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
We'll talk live, by the way, with Senator Kurt Bramble about this issue coming up at 8 o'clock on Utah's Morning News.
Utah lawmakers are debating whether to increase penalties on rioters. Legislative analyst John Feinauer says Tennessee did it recently by mandating jail time and raising fines.
Against those who have damaged specific types of property. And so they raised fines, and those fines go beyond the current fine structure of the Utah statute as well. But that's certainly something that has generated a lot of discussion.
Sheriffs across the state are supporting the idea after several protests in and near Salt Lake City turned violent.
Utah's 2020 school year.
The Davis School District is working on a new plan to get students back in the classroom. Students are going to class twice a week now, but after lots of frustration, the district will be moving elementary students to a four-day schedule. Parents spoke at a board meeting yesterday.
This is not working. We are not receiving a quality education that we received last year.
I'm not worried about dying. I know the rate of survival is high, but being on a respirator or having long-term complications don't sound too good either.
Davis District Elementary students will return to the classroom Monday through Thursday starting on the 28th of the month. Secondary students start the schedule 1 week later.
A Utah man has made an appearance in federal court on charges he used a motorcycle to harass bison at Yellowstone National Park. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with that story, John.
Yeah, Amanda, it's two brothers, one from Arizona and another from here in Utah, that have each pleaded not guilty to charges that accuse him of riding motorcycles off-road in Yellowstone and harassing bison. The Utah man is 25-year-old Dallin McAllister of Provo. A park spokesperson says the pair allegedly drove off-road near Fountain Flats Drive in the western part of the park Friday evening. In fact, a video that has started circulating on Facebook shows him within feet of a group of running bison. Visitors in Yellowstone are required to stay 25 yards from bison and at least 100 yards from bears and wolves. Visitors may not go off-road on vehicles or bicycles, and those rules are for a reason. This past June, a bison gored a woman after she approached it to take a photo near Yellowstone Lake's Bridge Bay. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Well, she has a lot of wind, but even more rain. KSL's top national stories this hour. Shawn Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, Hurricane Sally made landfall early today near Gulf Shores, Alabama, as a powerful Category 2 storm. Ken Graham directs the National Hurricane Center.
Around Mobile Bay, 4 to 6 feet of inundation. That's water up your pant leg.
The area is being hit with 100-mile-an-hour winds. Some locations already seeing more than 2 feet of rain. Dozens of lives, hundreds of homes, millions of acres across the West destroyed by ongoing wildfires. Well, the smoke is now reaching Washington, D.C., where Senate Leader Mitch McConnell agrees climate change is the issue.
The argument is about how best to address it.
He says Republicans want to develop technology, not clamp down on economic activity. We have some breaking news. The Big Ten Conference has just announced plans to play an 8-game football schedule starting October 24th. The league had previously announced they were calling off the season but faced intense pressure from players, coaches, and boosters. And while President Trump was on ABC News in a town hall last night, Democratic nominee Joe Biden was courting Hispanic voters in Florida, saying Mr. Trump has failed them.
Whether it's in his heinous act of separating children from their families at our border, or his repeated attacks on Dreamers, or his neglect of the people of Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria.
The election is in 48 days. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, an exclusive report from the Cold Podcast on the wiretaps police had on the only suspect they had in the disappearance of Susan Powell.
And we'll check your triple team traffic. Traffic on I-15 is still moving at the speed limit, although we have a crash on the Layton on-ramp to northbound lanes. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 735.
Your morning companion for news and conversation.
Domestic violence has been up. Why would reportings be down?
It has to do with the fact that kids have not been in schools.
David Dujanovic, 9 to 11 on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Day in and day out, it doesn't matter whether there's a big sale or not. The Intellibed is the way to go for your wonderful night sleep. Because after all, the Intellibed is 3 times more supportive than memory foam. It cradles your hips and shoulders, relieving pressure points up to 60% better than foam mattresses. I love this one. It was so hot this past summer. It sleeps cool, non-toxic. It's incredible. 20-year warranty. That is amazing. Made in the USA. But here's the real good news. If you thought you missed the incredible Labor Day sale, no. They decided to continue it. They know a lot of people were out of town. You just might have been kind of asleep at the wheel on this. Well, they're continuing to offer up to $2,400 off when you buy a king or queen Intellibed combined with that state-of-the-art 455 adjustable base. But don't put this off. They've extended it, but it can't last forever. The best sleep of your life, we know this firsthand, is waiting at Intellibed.
At Security Service Federal Credit Union, we believe there's nothing better than the feeling of home. After all, home is where we're together.
Hey, come on in.
Where we laugh. Where we celebrate.
Happy birthday!
Home is where we always feel just right. Security Service works hard to get you the lowest rate and a monthly payment that's comfortable for you. Because we believe a home loan should feel just right, just like home. Save up to $5,000 on closing costs or lower your payments with a power rate. Get started with a free virtual appointment at ssfcu.org. Security Service, for a home loan that feels like home.
Equal housing lender. Membership eligibility required. Loan subject to credit approval. Offer subject to change. Valid in Texas, Colorado, and Utah. Offer to save up to $5,000 does not cover certain costs. Not valid on FHA, VA loans. Other restrictions apply. Visit ssfcu.org for details.
KSL News Time now, 7:37. For the first time, we're getting to hear what the lone suspect in the disappearance of Susan Powell was saying to his family when he was being wiretapped.
It's new information being released today in a bonus episode of the KSL podcast, Cold. KSL News Radio's Dave Colley has this in-depth look.
What are you writing?
Mommy is a beautiful.
Josh Powell recorded videos of his sons, Charlie and Braden, to show the public and court officials what a great dad he was.
Susan is beautiful.
Yeah.
But behind the scenes, investigators monitoring phone calls related to the disappearance of Susan Powell late in the summer of 2011 heard a very different Josh Powell. 9 years after those secretly wiretapped calls, we finally have an idea of what police heard.
They are sealed court records, sort of like any other sealed record. So they're disclosed to the judge, but not open to the public.
University of Utah Law Professor Matthew Toxin explained to us the Fourth Amendment typically protects the average American from this kind of invasion of privacy. Police have to have a really compelling reason to seek permission to listen in.
Typically, they're confined to cases that are serious, like, you know, like this investigation.
Cold gained access to the wiretap records for the very first time this summer. They reveal Josh Powell and his family spent hours trying to sway media coverage of the investigation and public opinion about Susan herself. They also reveal the efforts Josh Powell took to show himself as a loving father.
Don't you boys dip your feet in the water. Brandon, don't step in the water.
While in the wiretaps, police heard him bragging about how he had coached his sons to swear and telling the young boys their grandparents, Susan's mom and dad, were abusive. Retired Detective Ellis Maxwell may have been talking about these very conversations when he cryptically testified earlier this year in a wrongful death case involving Charlie and Braden Powell.
So yeah, the environment within the home was just concerning to me because of, and there's other stuff that I can't discuss that's protected.
Now we know much more about what that environment actually was. Dave Colley, KSL News Radio.
By the way, all episodes of Cold, along with their bonus episode, are available to subscribe to and listen free at thecoldpodcast.com or anywhere you listen to podcasts.
7:39, let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, traffic on I-15 right now looking just fine as you head north from Draper to downtown. But we do have some slowing out on 56th West and Bangor Highway near the 21st South Freeway and some backups 35th South eastbound trying to get Pat to tie 215 near Valley Fair Mall. There's a crash that is blocking the right lane just before that turn to go south on the freeway on-ramp. Eric?
Nothing too bad in Utah County right now. I-15 certainly looks good from Provo to Lehigh. If you're on the 215 East Belt, that looks good for North Bounders and Foothill Drive. Starting to see a little bit of congestion as you move past 1700 South, and then it clears up before you get to Sunnyside, at least for now. Heather?
Pretty congested in Roy on both 4800 and 5600 South. Most of that is heading east toward the I-15 area. Once you get on I-15, though, we really haven't had too many delays. Occasionally, you might see a brake light or two leaving Roy heading towards Sunset. And again in Kaysville, but overall, a very nice drive through Weber and Davis counties. Mr. Max BOGO suit sale is back. Buy one suit at $299, get the second for just $1. Mr. Max stores are clean and sanitized. Visit all 9 Mr. Max stores. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Grant's here with a look at the weather pattern brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
High pressure controlling weather the next couple of days, and then a front really cools us off for the upcoming weekend. We'll see highs from the 90s today, tomorrow, to 70s over the weekend. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Well, you want to see something spectacular? Take a look at that sun just as it pokes up over the Wasatch. It is orange this morning, and it's cool out there, 57 degrees.
Boy, the news that the Big Ten is coming back, that is just huge.
Well, rumblings yesterday, the Pac-12 may not be far behind. They like the idea that we now have rapid testing. The problem for the Pac-12 is that you have four California teams, and California's pretty locked down at the moment,
yeah.
So that's half the league.
More on that. We'll follow that story, of course. And also an in-depth report coming up in just a moment. How will the pandemic slow down our access to the presidential vote results? Just ahead on KSL News Radio.
Coming up next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks again for starting your morning with Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
One of the new shows at Hale Center Theater is an amazing show called Million Dollar Quartet. I tell you what, this is the most fun you're going to have in a theater. It is Johnny Cash, Elvis Presley, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Carl Perkins. They are recreating a night that actually happened back in the 1950s at a place called Sun Studios in Memphis, mm-hmm. where those four men actually came in together to this small recording studio where they all got their start. And they had a jam session. It was unplanned. It just sort of happened. And the performers who they got to play these four men are so good, Tim, they're going to blow your socks off. I mean, we were actually dancing in the aisles. People of all ages at the theater by the end of the show. And there's a bass player and that are so good, they almost steal the show.
You know, my son-in-law Jake is a huge Johnny Cash fan, and so next week I'm going to get my chance to see it, but I couldn't go see it without him tagging along because it sounds like it's so much fun. And you said the guy that plays Johnny Cash is
so good.
Johnny Cash.
I tell you, even from the back, he looks like Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And Murder on the Orient Express is in the other theater, and it's so good, too.
I've decided my favorite production at Hale Center Theater is the one I'm about to see, because they're always oh so good. Get your tickets by calling 801-984-9000 or check them out online at hct.org.
Your car to Charity Hotline. This is Guido. Roger.
Hi, Roger, I'd like to donate my car.
Yeah, good. Leave the keys in it, park it on the street, and we'll send a thug. Tow.
Where's your office?
In New Jersey. Where do you want it to be?
Well, Roger,
yeah.
I want to make sure my donation helps Utah kidney patients.
It will.
Which ones?
Well, does it matter?
Yes, I want the money to stay in Utah.
And boy, have you got the wrong number.
If you want your car donation to help people here in Utah, turn your car into a kidney car. For the National Kidney Foundation of Utah and Idaho. Hi, this is Luz Lewis Perez. Kidney Cars is the Beehive State's number one choice for charity car donation since 1990. When you donate your car to Kidney Cars, funding stays in Utah to help local Utah kidney patients and funds local medical research. Kidney Cars gets donors the highest tax deduction, along with free towing. Visit towcars.org and learn more. That's towcars with a K, like kidney. That's TOWKARS.org.
If you've recently retired or been offered early retirement, there are a lot of important decisions that need to be made. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth. Important questions like, how do I know if I have enough money to retire? If I die, will my money be subject to probate? When is the best time to draw Social Security? How will I be impacted by losing my health coverage? Also, we're in a contentious political year. How will this affect you? Important questions, and Trajan Wealth can help. Trajan Wealth is a local, trusted financial fiduciary that always has your best interest in mind and will help you in and through your upcoming retirement. Don't trust advisors sitting in a call center and in another state to help you navigate such an important time in your life. Local, trusted, face-to-face, eye-to-eye, and always here for you. Call today, 801-899-7600. 801-899-7600 or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, an SEC registered investment advisor.
News at this hour sponsored by Trajan Wealth.
Dave and Jennifer.
I thought the pandemic plan for schools is anything over 15 cases, you shut down the school. So why is Corner Canyon High allowed to stay open? Let's get to the bottom of that question today, right out of the gates. On Dave Andujanovic.
All right, I want to get you that Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line number. It's just 57500. KSL News Time, 7:46. The three things you need to know this hour. First, Utah state lawmakers are learning more about a law that allows HOAs to ban home security cameras. We'll talk about it with Senator Kurt Bramble live at 8 o'clock.
Second, nine people are in the hospital after an apparent head-on crash along I-80 near Saltaire. Troopers aren't sure, but it looks like one of the drivers crossed the center median.
Third, let's see what the roads look like this morning. Brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave.
And traffic on I-15 looking pretty decent at this moment for those of you traveling through Salt Lake or Davis County. But those of you coming out of Tooele on I-80, it's getting a little bit heavy now. Or going into Tooele, I should say, on I-80. It's getting pretty heavy near Lake Point. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
We get a lot of sunshine today and 91. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
57 downtown.
Let's go in depth here. As the pandemic continues to change our lives, the presidential election is not being spared.
With all the mail-in ballots expected around the country, experts expect it to take longer to know the results. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has this in-depth look.
We are used to the national networks now calling the results on election night, but it's only a fairly recent practice, and this year we may have to be more patient.
This is probably going to take a little bit longer to do the counting because of the increase in absentee ballots.
Chris Krebs is the head of cybersecurity and infrastructure protection for the Department of Homeland Security. He told ABC News, promising this will be the most secure election in American history.
Democracy wasn't made overnight. So we're going to have to wait a little bit longer for this one.
Utah's Director of Elections, Justin Lee, says our state has learned lessons from doing vote by mail for a while now.
One of the big lessons we've learned is the results sometimes take a little bit longer.
Lee says we think of it as a national election, but the work is all done at the county level.
Right at 8 o'clock on election night, we do usually get a fairly large dump of results. And those come from all the by-mail ballots that have already been submitted.
But depending on how many people come to vote on Election Day, it could leave some races outstanding.
We're putting out results every day, so we get as much information to the voter as fast as we can, while still making sure we're going through all the security checks, making sure the ballots are valid, and doing all things we need to do on that end. For most races, if they're not that close, you will know what's going to happen on election night. But if it's a close race, then we may be waiting a few days to really get those final results.
Ellen Weintraub at the Federal Election Commission told ABC News, "We can trust the system is secure."
This is the election work administrators being careful and trying to make sure that every single vote is accurately counted. And that's what we want.
Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Patience.
We just have to wait a little bit longer. Yeah. Just wait a little bit longer.
Patience. Yes. It is 7:49. Triple Team Traffic is back again, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And my fave in the traffic center is Andy Farnsworth.
Oh, thanks, Tim. Crews still trying to clean up that crash eastbound 35th South just before the 215 on-ramp in West Valley, about 2600 West. The right lane still blocked in that area. Traffic on I-15 looking good as you head from Draper to downtown. But if you're heading out to Tooele in that work zone that they're getting ready to open up later today, we've already got delays on the main flow. And now we're seeing some westbound slowing on the 21st South Freeway going to merge onto I-80. Eric?
Got some extra volume on University Avenue in Provo at the intersections from 800 North up to about 2230 North. Other than that, the city streets actually look pretty good in Utah County, and I-15 continues to roll at normal speeds, 24 minutes northbound from Spanish Fork to Point of the Mountain. Heather?
We've got an accident on the on-ramp from Layton Parkway to go northbound I-15. Looks like all the vehicles have pulled themselves over to the right shoulder of that ramp, not really causing any delays. But you also have traffic lights that are not working in the Layton area. This time it's on US 89 at Shepherd Lane. Need to treat that as a four-way stop. The good news is traffic is moving at speed on all the major freeways through Weber and Davis counties. UTA's bus operators go the extra mile of excellent service and unmatched dedication. So the next time you ride, say thanks. Thank your operator at rideuta.com/thanks. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9th. And how are you doing this morning, Grant?
Hey, doing pretty good, Amanda. We're looking at another pretty nice day today, all in all. Well, it's going to be on the warm side. And yes, smoky. The air quality's been good. That's the good news. But definitely smoky on the horizon again. And highs today around 90 or 91. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, about 92. We hit the middle 80s. Not as warm on Friday. We'll get more cloud cover. The winds will pick up. And then look at this. We actually have a chance for some rain showers late Friday night and then first part of Saturday, it looks like. Highs on Saturday in the mid-70s, so it'll cool down when the storm comes through. Sunday looks great. Sunny only, upper 70s. And then some really nice weather for the first of next week, Monday. 81 in the sunshine, low 80s sunshine on Tuesday, which, by the way, first day of fall.
You don't have to be a meteorologist to know there's smoke in the atmosphere. Look at the color of that sun.
Yeah. I mean, I was just kind of glancing in that direction and very kind of a yellowish hue right now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's something to see if you're looking to the east. Take a look at it this morning. All right, sir. Right now it's pleasant temperature-wise, though, 57 degrees. Hey, is it time for you to get your carpets cleaned? If you've been putting it off and putting it off and putting it off, I've got good news. Your planning was perfect because Zero Res is offering a great deal right now of $33 per room for three rooms, and you'll get the fourth one free.
I don't know whether I call Zero Res when I need my carpets cleaned or when I need a pick-me-up. I suppose it's both, because when I call Zero Res, yes, they do a fantastic job on the carpets and the house looks so much better. But I also, it lifts my spirits, because instead of it feeling sort of dingy and drab and dull and the hallways looking terrible, it really cleans the whole house, which sort of lifts my spirits.
Yeah, and here's the other thing. You don't have to worry about any additional charges being snuck in on you. The price they give you up front is the price you will pay. And when we tell you you can get four rooms cleaned for that $33 per room with a fourth one free, they mean it.
Yeah, they do such a fantastic job, and they're really nice when they come, too. I remember the last time they came, I was sitting there crocheting, and I said, "Do you need me to move?" "No, you sit right there. I'll move around you." They're just terrific people.
They lift you up in your recliner and move you to the other
room. We'll go right around you. Not a problem.
Give them a call today. It's 801-288-9376. You can spell it out this way, 801-288-ZERO.
Or go online, Zero Res Carpet Cleaning.
Did you know that there are 6 deputy mayors in Salt Lake County, many of which are making hundreds of thousands every year? Meanwhile, the county just increased your taxes by 8%, and the Salt Lake County budget has increased by over 50% in 5 years. It's larger than Clark County, home to Las Vegas, despite having half their population. That money needs to be invested in our communities. I've cut taxes as a city mayor while improving services. It can be done. I'm Trent Staggs, and I'm running to be your Salt Lake County mayor.
Paid for by Staggs for mayor.
In a moment, lives can change. A serious injury or illness can create barriers where there were none before. But at the new Craig H. Nielsen Rehabilitation Hospital at University of Utah Health, progress will not be contained. We are redefining the boundaries of recovery with care that goes further and helps patients go further too. Learn more at uofuhealth.org/Nielsen.
News brought to you by Craig H. Nielsen Rehabilitation Hospital at University of Utah Health.
The Fall RV Show at the Mountain America Expo Center has been canceled this year. But right now, Motorsportsland is offering show pricing on all in-stock inventory, plus free admission. If you're shopping for an RV, you know firsthand that availability has been scarce throughout the country. But Motorsportsland is receiving many new trailers, fifth wheels, and toy haulers every day, all at show pricing to save you thousands. With cooler temperatures, fewer crowds, and reduced school schedules, this fall is perfect for creating family memories that will last a lifetime. Even in crazy times, you should never pay more than a dealer's advertised price with fake fees like freight, prep, or an RV orientation. Instead, come to Motorsportsland, where our low, upfront prices already include these items. It's time to find new adventure and make exciting memories by letting Motorsportsland help you get away.
Let Motorsportsland help you.
Motorsportsland, 4001 South State.
If you have higher than a 2.38% interest rate, call Associated Mortgage now, 943-1999. Best rates, best service, save thousands. 2.7% APR.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. Just time for us to see how the markets are doing. Nothing too spectacular, but at least we're headed in the right direction. The Dow is up 78 points this hour. The S&P is up by 10, and the NASDAQ is up by almost 24 points.
It's time for Cougar Tracks, and here is Mitch Harper.
We're in the thick of the football season right now, but Mark Pope's BYU basketball program pulled in some headlines on Tuesday by landing a talented in-state prospect on the recruiting trail. Jake Wallin, a 6'8" shooting guard from Tempview High School, committed to BYU over offers from Arizona State, Utah State, and others.
I grew up a BYU fan. I grew up in Texas, but my dad played football there, and I had some brother-in-laws play there. So I kind of grew up under that BYU blood, but Coach Pope really brought it out in me during this recruiting process, and he really made me want to go play for them Cougs, and I'm more excited than ever. I mean, it's gonna be a great ride.
Wallin is a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and plans to serve a Latter-day Saint mission before enrolling at BYU. For more on Wallin's commitment to BYU, subscribe to the Cougar Tracks podcast on kslsports.com. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
It is time for the special morning broadcast of Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, and of course you can hear more of Jeff's minutes on the way home this afternoon from 3 to 7. Brought to you by Any Hour Services Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air. AnyHourServices.com.
This is the story of the homely sister with the terrible complexion who got ignored by everyone. Her name is Venus. Scientists call her Earth's sister planet, and to the surprise of almost everyone, she's far more interesting than we ever thought.
Scientists now believe something could be alive on Venus, or actually just above it.
Venus shows signs of life. She's got it.
She's got it.
Little Venusians.
Yeah, baby.
That's what you call them, right? Venusians? Scientists have discovered Earth's fiery, cloud-shrouded sister emits phosphine gas. It's a sign of life, not on the hellishly hot surface, but in the cool clouds above Earth's sister. Now, in case you picture something like angels fluttering in the Venusian breeze, wings flapping, back off. We're talking about cells, molecules, bacteria that doesn't need oxygen because the clouds on Venus are made of acid. The air pressure on the Venusian surface would crush you like a tin can. The heat would melt most spaceships. This shocking discovery of signs of life comes after scientists ignored our homely sister for the entire space age, sending but a handful of missions to Venus, choosing instead to focus on the prettier sister, all dressed up in red. But now scientists are rethinking those missions to Mars, wondering if we should pay attention to the more interesting sister, who's suddenly looking a lot hotter. She always was. 900 degrees. And as fairy tales always end, the homely sister is loved after all.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
The PRCA Extreme Bull Finale is in Nephi September 19th at 7 p.m. Great bulls and great bull riders. Get your tickets at UteStampedeRodeo.com. That's UteStampedeRodeo.com. Get your tickets now.
Tim and I, we're getting down, getting funky to that Minute of News.
Yeah, good thing they can't see that at home. Oh, wait, they can.
7:59, let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave.
Amanda, right now, if you're looking at traveling on 35th South, you got delays eastbound trying to get over to I-215 from 27th West. And there was actually a westbound crash reported as well in that same area, although I haven't seen that one yet. The delay is certainly worse for eastbound. Westbounders on 201 going to merge onto I-80. A long wait right now at that interchange where they're getting ready to open it up for the big grand opening later this morning. Eric?
Getting a little busy on 800 North in Orem right as you get close to the freeway for westbound traffic. Once you're on the freeway, no problems in Utah County from Santa Quinn Payson all the way to Lehigh and Point of the Mountain. You've got no crashes. Heather?
Bit of heavy traffic right now, southbound I-15 from Clearfield into Layton, and just a couple of minor fender benders, not causing anyone any delay right now. So overall, you've got a good drive through Weber and Davis counties. Is the IRS harassing you? Are tax problems ruining your life? Let Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox help. Visit TaxHelpUT.com. That's TaxHelpUT.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Here's the way the weather goes. We'll go from the 90s today to regular 85-degree temperatures on Friday and 70s for the weekend with about a 30% chance of getting wet.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic, and weather.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.